I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Nancy Seminoff. She is the chair of the Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan, and Adam Berger, the fundraising chair with the Marquette Regional History Center. We talked about a special fundraiser coming up called Read Between the Wines. It's a wine taster that benefits literacy efforts of the LLF. Here's more with Adam Berger and Nancy Seminoff.
So from 5:30 to 7:30, next Thursday, 2 days after the election, when people are recovering from election fatigue,
yes,
we're going to have a wine tasting with Everyday Wines providing the resource there. $35 for tickets in advance, and we'll have bucket raffles, a silent auction, an opportunity to hear two authors and Red Bays, an actress in the area, and to raise funds for literacy and literacy education.
Adam Berger, also in the studio with us. He's the fundraising manager with the Marquette Regional History Center. Tell me a little bit about the involvement of the History Center and why you guys are involved in this particular fundraiser.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're excited about this. We have two local history authors, Sonny Longtine and Tyler Tischelar, that have really strong followings in town.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of research in our research library. And so, you know, they're pleased to be able to participate in this. They're going to be doing readings from some of their latest books. We'll have a chance for the audience to talk to them about the craft of writing and how they do their research. One of the reasons we're partnering with Literacy Legacy Fund is they've given us actually a small grant to waive research fees for NMU students in our research library.
Okay.
We have some remarkable treasures in our research library, and a lot of people in the community don't really take advantage of being able to access them, especially younger people and students.
What do you have, like, for example?
Oh, just incredible things. One of my favorite is the Longyear photograph collection. We have thousands of photos from the Marquette area and from the world in the 1890s through 1922.
Mm.
Just remarkable scenes of Marquette, Marquette County, and other areas of the UP. We have correspondence, Peter White's correspondence, for instance.
These are the actual documents?
The original documents,
everything.
Yeah.
At the disposal for research for people to take a look at them.
Yeah, that's right. And, that's something we really want to teach the next generation of scholars, is that you kind of have to go to the original sources sometimes.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you're using
oh,
secondary
yeah.
sources, sometimes they get it wrong. And it's important to be able to see what was really written down in the first place.
Nancy Seminoff in the studio with us. She is the chair of the Literacy Legacy Fund. Is this type of grant programming and to help out, is this a part part and parcel of what you do with the fund?
Yes, we raise funds primarily through donors and through fundraising now to promote the improvement of literacy throughout Michigan for citizens of all ages. And so that gives us a broad reach. And to be supportive, we do grant giving. We have evidence-based grants of Jumpstart Nature, $1,000 to get some projects going. We gave our first literacy legacy grant to the UP Children's Museum this year so that they can sustain the third Thursday Literacy Night program that we created two and a half years ago.
And it all works by having people get together for things like this fundraiser that's coming up. Again, when is that? What's going to be happening?
So Thursday, November 8th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the History Center Dome, lovely facility. We'll have an opportunity for six wine tastings, wonderful hors d'oeuvres provided by the local restaurants. Bucket raffles, a silent auction, a chance to hear.
Tickets at the door?
Tickets at the door are $45, so we encourage people to
pay $35 in advance.
Okay. And save that $10 to go toward bucket raffle tickets.
Nancy Seminoff, chair of the Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan, is here. Also, Adam Berger, the fundraising manager of the Marquette Regional History Center. Nancy, for those that are just joining us, what's going to be coming up here in the next few days for folks to come out and help out the fund?
LLF Michigan and the History Center are sponsoring Read Between the Wines, a wine tasting event and an opportunity to hear from authors at the History Center, Thursday, November 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30.
Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the tickets. Tickets are $45 at the door as a fundraiser, but they are available in advance. Where can they find them?
They can find them at the History Center. They can use a credit card, or they can contact 228-5959, the LLF headquarters in Marquette, for tickets.
That's the comments of Nancy Semenoff, the chair of the Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan, and Adam Berger, the fundraising manager for the Marquette Regional History Center. The Read Between the Wines fundraiser is coming up on November 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Marquette Regional History Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.